So part of my travels in the last few months were to Europe, UK, Europe. So I went to London in October with Blaze, and you know, I scheduled that trip around my friend Pri. And from there, I scheduled a meeting with a school about being a vegan chef. And so we went. Blaze was a last minute thing because Thomas flew to Germany. Because originally I was going to go by myself. I was glad he came because we got to explore it together and the idea of living there. It was a bit stressful, but we also had fun. And the 10 days we were there, I saw Pri for 2 hours. And you know, part of me was feeling sad because I wanted to see her more. And also, I felt very grateful for seeing her the length of time that I did. She shared with me 2 hours of her time in Regent's Park. And she loved on Blaze and on me. And I feel really grateful for that. I had this misconception that when you go to visit people, they have more time for you than if you live close by. And it's not true. There's a lot more factors and circumstances that go into how much time people have for you. But how we perceive it and how we appreciate it matters. Because we can perceive a small amount of time as a lot of time. We can perceive a longer amount of time or frequency as not enough. We get to decide. And we can be grateful for 1 minute, or we can be grateful for 2 days, or we can be grateful for weekly visits, or we can be grateful for yearly phone calls, or we can be grateful for hearing from each other every few years. Grateful to know that you're alive and well and happy. Grateful for each other's existence. We get to decide. Gratitude.